Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
Really, we're glad that Tamara and Shelly is here too.
非常高兴看到 Tamara 和 Shelly 在这
里。Especially Tamara, she is a joy of this congregation.
那 Tamara 在我们中间，总是我们中间的一个喜乐。
Under all circumstances.
在任何的情况下。
So she can rejoice in the Lord. That is something we need to practice.
她能够在主里面常常喜乐，这是我们需要来学习的。
Today's topic is the practice of Christians in faith, in love, and in hope.
今天我们的题目就是要来学习了实践，信心、爱和这个盼望。
We learn from three people.Bible.
在圣经里面呢，我们有三个人物，我们可以来学习。
They are all ordinary people.
他们都是平常人。
But with extraordinary commitment.
但是有非同寻常的这个作为。
In terms of faith, we know Abraham is the father of faith. Because of him, he lived by faith.That we follow his example.
那作为信心呢？亚伯拉罕就是信心之父。那他能够行出信心来，我们能够。
So we learn from Abraham.
我们学习，从亚伯拉罕身上来学习。
In terms of Christian love, we learn from David.
那从这个基督的爱呢？我们从大卫的身上来学习。
David was a nobody. He was the youngest in his family.
大卫呢，在他家里面是最看不起的一位，他是一个最小的。
But God raised him up.
但是神把他兴起来。
Shepherd boy is the lowest of the lower in any society at that time.
那时候呢，放羊的孩子呢，在社会上是最低层的。
But God raised him up.
但是呢，神把他高举。
And after he was raised, he committed the sins.
但是神把他高举的时候呢，他也有犯罪。
And God forgave him even the most terrible sin God has forgiven him.
那神呢，当他悔改的时候呢，神就赦免了他的罪，甚至是极度严重的罪，神也照样赦免。
So David always appeals to God's love.
那神大卫呢，常常会这个讲到神的爱。
He focused on God's love, not circumstances, not people, not any material thing.
他的眼睛呢，集中在神的爱上，而不会集中在人的身上或者物质上。
His relationship with God is an intimate love.
他跟神的关系呢，是非常的亲密的。
And the last one we learn is from, in terms of hope, we learn it from joy.
那讲到这个盼望呢，我们从约伯的身上来学习。
Job is the one who suffered unjustified sin. He didn't know what was happening.
那约伯呢，就是说受了很多的苦，他也不知道为什么原因受苦。
But his hope in God is absolute. He says, God can give, God can take away.
但是呢，他在主里面盼望呢不动摇。他说：“赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。”
So he continued to put his hope and patience wait for God's delivery.
所以他就把他的盼望还有他的忍耐呢放在主的拯救上。
And when he hope and also he can rejoice because he know.Who is his redeemer?
在他盼望的同时呢，他不断的，就是能够来有这个喜乐。他知道他的救主是谁。
He said, "I still have my joy even in my unrelentless pain."
他说，在我极度的痛苦中，我还是有万分的喜乐。
So, in here, Tamara is our joy.Under any circumstances, she's still joyful.
在任何的情况下，她还是能够来喜乐。
A couple of years ago, she just sent some kind of video of cookies, making cookies.
前几天呢，她把一个做了一个她在做这个饼干的一个 video 传到群里面。
And we were entertained.
那我们呢，非常高兴。
It's amazing, right? So under her circumstances, and she still focused, rejoicing in the Lord always.
无论在什么情况下，他都能够阳光集中在神的身上。
So today we're going to first imitate Abraham's faith.
今天我们首先来学习，来模仿亚伯拉罕的信心。
And we're going to look at Genesis from when he was 75 to 100 years old, how God blessed him from 100 years old to 100, around 50, 120 years old.How he put his faith in God unconditionally.
我们从他一百岁的时候开始，那时候到一百二十岁中间呢，神怎么样来试炼他的信心？他怎么样把信心完全放在神的里面
？And we will start at the age of 75 when God called him out to somewhere.
当然可以从他七十五岁被神呼召出摩尔开始。
But the basis of Abraham's faith is in his obedience.
当然就是说，最主要的亚伯拉罕的信心呢，表现在他对神的一个顺服。
His obedience is not based on the content of the obedience.
当然，他的顺服不是为着顺服的那些内容的顺服。
Because usually when we obey, we see what we have to do. We analyze the what is to be obeyed, the content.
好多时候我们顺服做事情是看这个事情做了有什么结果，我们要分析一下，我们再顺服。
If we think that's for our benefit, we do it. If not, we don't do it. We will question God.
所以我们看到呢，我有利可图，我们就做；无利可图就不做。
His faith is.Unquestionable submission to God.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕的这一个信心呢，是对神绝对的一个顺服。
His faith is the kind of faith, no worry, I just obey God.
他的那个信心就说，我一点也不担心，我就是顺服上帝。
The Bible always say, faith without action, without obedience is nothing, is dead.
圣经里面讲到，信心没有行为是死的。
Abraham's faith is accompanied with his obedience.
亚伯拉罕的信心永远伴随着他的行动。
Not only obedience, his obedience is absolute, unquestionable.
他不仅仅是顺服，而且是绝对的顺服。
Why Abraham looked at?The obedience as a virtue instead of thinking about the result is unconditional.
那为什么亚伯拉罕会这样呢？就是他这成为他的一种品格，就是而不仅仅看环境。
His faith is based on he knows who God is.
他的信心呢，建立于他认识谁是神。
When you trust someone, you don't have to know too much about.What he is talking about, because he trusts you.
当你真正的信任一个人的时候呢，你不需要知道他这个人说什么、做什么，你先信信他。
Only when you don't trust him, you focus on the contrary, the agreement.
那如果你不信任一个人的时候呢，你就开始把眼目集中在你们签的约了。
A successful relationship is based on the trust.
那真正好的关系也。建立这样一个信任。
In business, in personal relationship, in everything you do, if the person is trustworthy, you don't need to worry about the content.
那所以不管是在生意方面，还是在家庭、人际关系方面，那如果对方是值得信任的话，你不需要去担心你写下来的东西是。
Because Abraham know what he believes in.
因为亚伯拉罕知道他信的是谁。
And secondly, his faith not only he trusts the person which is God, And not only that, his faith is not self-reliant.
他的信心不仅仅是单单的相信神，而且他的信心也不是依靠自己。
The problem when we have faith is that we obey God, that's good, but we still try to do it ourselves.
那好多时候我们呢想去顺服神，那是很好，但是有时候我们还要试图自己要拼命做什么。
But because we conform to the pattern of this world, we think we are self-reliant.
那好多时候因为我们在这个世界上呢行走，被这个世界所掌掌，所以呢我们认为我们所做的呢就是说要依靠我们自己
self-sufficient，
就是我们自我满足
self-made，
就是自我的来满足自己。
We admire Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates or these people, self-made people。
那我们好多时候来羡慕像 Bill Gates 还有这些人。
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg is the Facebook chairman, right? Okay, but anyway, we think, hey, this is what we're supposed to do, self-sufficient, self-made, and I depend on myself. If things didn't work well, then I talk to God.
就是我们就像他们一样，我们自我的要有成就感，自己自给自足。如果我不行的话，我再来靠神。
That's why we are so burdened because we are only human.
那所以呢，我们就变得非常的重，有很多的重担，因为我们是人。
We are limited. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
那因为我们是有限，我们不知道明天会发生什么。
We cannot interpret at the same time.
我们不可能同时在两个地方。
We cannot think two or three things at the same time.
我们不可能同时考虑两三个事情。
So we are very limited, and Abraham is like this. He is humble. He knows he is not self-sufficient.
但亚伯拉罕也是如此，就他，但是他知道自己是非常的有限。
He believed in all-sufficient God. That is sufficient.
但是呢，他相信这个全能、全知、全完全和供给的神。
That's why his faith has no worry, no burden, because he's totally obey God, respect God.
那因为他呢，就是说他完全的，就是说 ，sorry, I was distracted by this.、So、
he totally obey God.
Hello, somebody, could you mute your microphone? Thank you.
And Abraham's faith is a total commitment to God's word.
亚伯拉罕的信心呢，在于他完全的顺服神的话语。
So his faith is not.Rely on himself, depends on him, is rely on God only.
他的信心呢，不是在建立信任自己，而是相信，完全相信。
The problem of faith is a half in, half there, half there, half alive.
好多时候我们的信心呢，是这里一点，那里一点。
We believe probably 50% and the rest we do it ourselves.
好多时候我们相信神50%，另外的我们自己做。
We don't know if nothing is too hard for God. All we need to do is just follow His instruction and rely on Him totally from the heart.
我们不知道，其实神呢，我是100%我们可以信任。
Of course, we still action. The action, God, you just obey what God tells you. You just do the minimum, just the basic.
当然，我们需要来做一些事情，但是做是按照他的话语，我们做基本的东西。
Because most things happen in the world.Depends on God. He is the El Elyon. He is the Most High God.
那世界上所发生的一切呢，主要都是神来操作的，就是他是完全掌控的神。
至高的神就是 All ruling God, All controlling God. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
至高的神，掌权的神。
So because the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is nothing too hard for him, he will give anything to anyone in any time.
因为他是至高的神，完全掌权的神，
Including in original Hebrew, with the word faith actually means respect.
那原来这个希伯来文里面呢，信心有这个尊敬、尊重这个词。
Obedience is the same thing. Obedience word is respect.
那顺服呢，也有这个词意思在，就是要来尊敬。
We don't really respect God because we believe only half.
好多时候我们不尊敬神，因为我们只相信一半。
The half, okay, we'll do it ourselves, we didn't work out, and then let God do the rest. Sometimes we do even more until the last minute we ask God.
所以好多时候我们先信神一半，我们做另一半，有时候我们做不好了再去依靠神。
That's why we are so burdened, because we don't take God seriously.
所以呢，我们就很累。
We must take God seriously, He is God, and Abraham know that his faith has no worry, he just keep following God.
那像亚伯拉罕一样呢，他的信心完全在神里面，所以他不担心。
So two characteristics, one more time, of Abraham's faith. First is a pure trusting God, not trusting the content.
所以两个特征，第一个特征呢，亚伯拉罕的信心呢，完全的纯粹的相信神。
Obedience is virtue in itself. Even you obey wrong, God still bless you.
那顺服这个品格呢，就是它是非常重要的。即使你顺服神错了，神照样会祝福你。阿门。
And another thing is, don't rely on yourself because life is not self-sufficient. You can even control your heartbeat right now. Life is God-sufficient.
第二点呢，要知道我们的我们不是能够自我能够供给的满足的，因为一切在神的掌控之中，神能够供给。
Better have a childlike faith, pay yourself totally in God's hand.
那最好把你自己呢完全的放在神的手里面，有一个孩子般的信心。
Sometimes you have to forget the idea. You have to be clear yourself.
好的时候你要完全的放弃这样一个想法，你认为什么你都要清楚。
Just let God lead you even blindly.
那好多时候让神呢完全的带领你，你好像一个盲人一样带领你更好。
It's like a little child with a childlike faith.
就像小孩子一样，是一个小孩子般单纯的信心。
Praise yourself totally in God's hand.
把你完全放在神的手里。
I mean totally, quote and quote is very important, absolutely.
就是完全这个词非常重要，完全放在神的手里。
God wants you to do less, you can accomplish more.
那神让你做的少，但是成就的多。
Sometimes you do nothing, accomplish everything, because God will do it for you.
很多时候我们什么也不做，但是神做了全然的东西。
So pure obedience, instead of trying to analyze,And plus rely on God, this kind of attitude we must learn from Abraham.
所以这种完全的依靠神、顺服神的信心呢，我们要从亚伯拉罕那边去学习。
Then we have no worry, no burden, no stress, no doubt.
这样呢，我们就不会有这个担心啊、惧怕呀、这种重担啊、怀疑。
This kind of life is a Christian life at its best.
这种基督徒的生活呢，是一个最好的基督徒的生活。
God wants you to have this blessing.
神要让我们有这样的祝福。
Not rely on yourself, you rely on Him.
不要来依靠自己，要来依靠他。
Not think too much, just read God's word, follow His word.
那不要想太多，就是读神的话语，跟随他。
Have a simple faith like a child.
就像孩子般信心。
Then your life will be much, much.Better and joyful.
那你的生活会很更多更多的有喜乐，而且更好。
Okay, let's look at Abraham's faith in Genesis chapter 12.
我们来看看这个十二章创世纪十二章亚伯拉罕的信心。
And now can you put it under verse 1?
第一节，十二章第一节。
The first verse is that at that time Abraham is called Abraham. His name is not changed yet. Abraham, go from your country. Leave your birthplace.
那时候耶和华对亚伯拉说，亚伯拉原来的名字叫亚伯拉，原来的名字叫亚伯拉，他还没有改名字。你要离开本地、本族、本家。
And God did not tell him where to go.
但是呢，神没有告诉他要去哪里。
But God does promise, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you.
但是他说，我要让你成为大国，我必赐福给你。
That's verse 2.
这是第二节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Abraham went as the Lord had told him.
亚伯拉罕就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
Abraham is not like Moses. Moses questioned God, said, God, I cannot do this, I cannot please, you know, send someone, or God, why you do this? But Abraham, just go. Just wait.
亚伯拉罕不像摩西，摩西常常呢问神说，我不能做这个，不能做那个。但是亚伯拉罕不是这样，神说去他就去。
Now, I'm not talking about Abraham is better than Moses, but each person is unique, is different. But Abraham's faith, we need to follow his obedience. Is that the God told him, go, he went.
那我不是把亚伯拉罕和摩西做比较，每一个人都有特别之处。但是亚伯拉罕的信心呢，就是神说去他就去。
He lived by faith. He just believed.
他呢是凭着信心活着。
And also he went right away. He stopped the journey right away. He doesn't wait.
那他就立刻踏上这个征程。神说去他就去了。
Let's go to verse the Genesis 14.Verse 22.
我们看看创世纪十四章二十二节。
Verse 21st, it says here, the Most High God delivered your enemy into your hand.
那这里讲到呢，至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂的。
Verse 20.
这是二十节。
And 22nd, Abraham and said to the king of Sodom, with raised hand I have sworn an oath to the Lord, Most High God, creator of the universe, that I will accept nothing from belonging to you, not even a flat or strap of a sandal.
那二十二节呢，亚伯拉罕对所罗门王说，我已经向天地的主，至高的神耶和华起誓。
You will never be able to say I made Abraham rich.
免得你说我是亚伯拉富足。
Abraham followed God. God said, hey, don't be greedy. Someone give you something. He said, no, I just want to receive it from God. You are from you are the Gentile. You are not God's people. I cannot accept things from you. He's not greedy.
就是亚伯拉罕呢，他不是一个贪心的人。神说你这样蛮族，他就说你是外邦人的东西。
Why? Because his God is Most High God. God will give me everything. I don't really need your gift.
所以他说神是天地的主，至高的神，我什么他都会给我，我不需要你给我。
Now remember, Abraham's faith is very simple and childlike in the really.Simple sense.
那亚伯拉罕呢？他真的有一个非常坚定、当众的信心，对神。
Because at that time we don't have the Bible, we don't have words, we don't have written document. He just experienced God, believed God, and knowledge is very scared. Nobody don't have knowledge about it.
那时候呢，圣经有没有写下来？亚伯拉罕所依靠的完全就是跟神的经历。要简单的来相信。
His concept of God is God is Most High God and Sovereign God.
他所认识的神呢，就是天地的主，至高的神。
And because God delivers the enemy into His hand, and the priest of God, Melchizedek, tells him, "Hey, this is a Most High God." Now he knows this is Most High God.
那因为 天地的主是搞的神呢，把仇敌交在他的手里面，而这个祭司呢，就告诉他说，这就是至高的神。
So he learned his learning. First, he just went. Secondly, now he knew this is the Most High God, El Elyon. He will. He's in charge of everything.
那第一个呢，他先受苦；第二个呢，他就经历里面学习了，这就是至高的主。他在掌管着一切。
He has the highest authority. He will give anything to anyone according to his will.
他有最高的权柄，可以把任何的东西赐给任何的人。
At that time, he didn't know God is his father because Jesus hasn't come. He just acknowledged, "Hey, God is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords."
那时候呢，他不认还没有认识神就是他的父，但是呢，他认识这是天地的主。
He just believed, "Hey, I follow God." That's it.
那时候他就简单的说，我就是要来跟随主，就这样。
Then his faith developed into Genesis 15.
当然，他的信心呢日志成熟，在十五章。
Genesis 15, God made an agreement with Abraham.
啊，在十五章呢，神与亚伯拉罕立约。
Verse 1, Abraham, I'm your great reward.
那时候讲的亚伯拉，我是你的盾牌，并大大的赏赐你。
And Abraham acknowledged that sovereign God in El Elyon, the Most High God, I'm still childless. How can you be my great reward?
那他就对这个至高的神怎么讲呢？耶和华呀，我既无子。你还赐我什么呢？
And God says, "I will bless you, and will have your descendants as numerous as the star."
那神就告诉他，他说，就说我要赐给你后裔呢，就像天上的星那么多。
And verse 6, Abraham believed the Lord.
这里第六节呢讲到亚伯拉信耶和华。
And credit to him as righteousness.
那耶和华就以此为他的义。
Again, Abraham believed this sovereign God. He is the God of God. He's the highest authority. I better believe him.
亚伯拉罕就是他就是至高的神，那最好还是相信他。
It's a childlike faith.
他是一个非常单纯的孩子般的信心。
Not only that, he believed God is my reward means when I have God, I have everything.
他也不但如此，而且他相信呢，神就是他的赏赐，就是说有了神，就有了一切。
And whoever has God has everything.
就说任何一个人有了神就有了一切。
Whoever has God has everything else does not have more than he who has God.
啊，人有了神呢，不需要更多的东西才满足。
Or less,
或者是要更少，要减少。
So with God.You have everything. God is your great reward.
有了神，你就有了一切，因为神就是你的赏赐。
We worry too much. Abraham, no worry. He know God is his great reward. God can give him anything.
我们好多说担心这担心那，但是亚伯拉罕不是这样，他知道神会赐给他一切。
He's always right. I'm always wrong because I'm human.
因为神他是常常正确的，我常常是错的，因为我是人。
Even I think he's wrong, he's still right.
其实我是错的，他还是对的。
Even I think I'm right, I'm still wrong.
其实我是对的，好多时候还是错的。
Because he has great belief on the Most High God.
那亚伯拉罕呢，对神有这样大的信心。
And not only that, if you look at verse 10, God tried to make agreement with Abraham.
那不仅如此，在第十节呢，就说神和亚伯兰呢要立约。
And verse 10, Abraham brought all these to him, cut them into half. Means the actually verse 9 is verse 9. The Lord said to him, "Bring me a heifer and a goat and a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon."
啊，神呢对亚伯兰说，你为我取一只三年的母牛，一只三年的。三羊，一只三年的公绵羊，一只斑鸠， 一直收割。
Verse 10, Abraham bought all these and cut them into half and arranged the half opposite each other.
所以亚伯兰就取了这些来明验。
Verse 12, Abraham fell into a deep sleep.
劈开风尘脸庞，完了以后呢，他就沉睡了十二节。
17, when the sun has set and darkness had fallen, a smoking fire with a blazing torch appeared and passed between the beasts.
那十七节将到了日落天黑，不料有冒烟的油并烧着的火把从那些肉块中经过。
On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham.
但那是耶和华与亚伯兰立约。
What's that mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
Actually, in the old day, in the special Hebrew tradition, is when you make agreement with someone and you really serious agreement, then you get off the animal and also the birds, everything, and cut it into half and put it in one side, one half on that side, one half on that side, and both parties have to go through to make the agreement.
那个时候人们立约的时候呢，有一个仪式，就把动物拿来劈成两半，一半放在这边，一半放在那边，两个人要从中间经过。
The reason why is that this is a mutual agreement. If one party will not honor the agreement, and they will be like this animal bird will cut into half, it means dead.
就是谁如果不遵守这个约呢，就像这些劈开的动物一样。
It's like an oath, you know. If you don't do that to keep the sign of your agreement, you die.
就像起誓，其实就是起誓。你如果不遵守你的誓言呢，你就该死。
Abraham, in this instant, you know, Abraham did follow God's instruction, and seems like that is a bilateral agreement.
那这个呢，就是说亚伯拉罕从按照神的去做，好像是一个双边的一个所立的约。
But actually, Abraham fell into sleep. He did not go through the middle.
那事实上呢，亚伯拉罕呢就睡着了，他自己没有从中间经过。
And God, as a torch, like a fire, God went through the middle to honor the agreement.
但是呢，神自己献一个冒烟的油。和烧着的火把从中间经过。
This is very significant because God will keep the agreement unitarily.
这是非常重要的一个一点，大家要知道，神单方面要守他所立的约。
It's one-sided agreement.
就是一个单方面所立的约。
In our world, one-sided agreement is like a lost dog sign.
那就是说我们在世界上呢都是双方面的签约。
Say, if you put a sign that I lost my dog, and anyone find a dog, I will award you $1,000.
那当然也有单方面的约，比如说在这个桌子上贴了一张纸，说我丢了我的狗，你如果找到，我给你1000块钱的赏金。
You don't have to do, they don't need your hope to do anything. You just happen to find a dog.And you don't have to do anything. Go to search the dog. You'll get $1,000. That is called one-sided agreement unitarily.
啊，就是说呢，你不需要认真的去做这件事情。你如果偶尔的遇到狗，你就得到1000块钱。
Unilateral agreement usually is one side will keep the agreement, the other side does not have to do anything.
就是这个单方面所立的约呢，就是说一方面要来守他的约，另一方面呢不需要认真。
You just believe.
啊，你就要相信他。
So this is significant because Paul in the New Testament appealed to Abraham's faith. We must have the same kind of faith, but it is God to keep the agreement even we don't keep it.
所以保罗在新约里面呢，就以亚伯拉罕的约来阐述。神的约，神的约是单方面的约，就是说他会守约，就是说即使人不守约，神也会守约。
That is the kind of agreement God is keeping us. God will bless us one-sided, even we don't follow him. As long as we believe and we come back there.
那这就是说呢，在我们跟随主的时候呢，即使我们好多时候做得不好，啊，只要我们愿意来相信他，那神照样守他的约。
So Abraham believed a God who will honor his promise regardless of what we do.
就是亚伯拉罕呢，相信一个神，不管人做了什么，他照样守他的约。
Even if you don't love God, God still loves you.
就是你虽然可能不爱神，但是神照样爱你。
But if God really loves you, He wants you to love Him too. That's why He tried everything to bring you back.
但是呢，因为这神对你的爱呢，他也希望你爱他，所以他试图用所有的办法把你再次的带向他。
So His love including discipline.
所以他的爱呢，也包括管教。
Including take away everything you have in order to bring you back.
也需要有时候把你所赐给你的一切拿走，让你回头。
God wants you to go home.
因为神要你回家。
Because home is love.
因为家就是有爱。
So all you need is God is your reward.
所以就是说要认识的一点就是神就是我们的赏赐。
So you can see Abraham believed God.Totally, God will fulfill His agreement. Now we go to Genesis 17.
那我们亚伯拉罕相信，他相信神，神就给他是他的赏赐。我们再到17章。
And his faith continued developing to 17. 17 is God declared to him, "I am the Almighty God." Now he knew God is an Almighty God.
这时候呢，耶和华向他显现，对他说呢：“我是全能的神。”这时候亚伯拉罕认识神呢，认识他是全能的神。
And God continued to affirm his agreement with Abraham. It's called covenant. But he said, "You're going to change your name to Abraham."
那这时候呢，神要坚固和他所立的约，就说你要改名字。
He's expanding his blessings that now you are the father of all nations, just not the father of faith, you're father of all nations.
这时候把他的名字呢改作亚伯拉罕，就是多国之父，不仅仅是一个信心之父。
I'll bless you forever because of your obedience.
那我要永久的来祝福你，因着你的顺服。
At that time, Abraham is 99 years old.
那个时候亚伯拉罕99岁。
God promised him on the at 75 years old, he will have a son, but he's still childless after he waited 25 years.
那75岁的时候，神应许他会赐给他一个儿子，等了25年，他没有儿子。
And he made some mistake. His wife gave her slave to him to make a child.
但他也犯了一些错误，就是他的太太呢，把这个婢女呢放在他的怀里。
But God forgave him, forgave him, and continued to promise him, "You will going to have a son."
当然，神也宽恕了他，但同时呢，继续的应许他，也还会有一个儿子。
He followed God. He also believes God will bless him, but he's still waiting for too long. He said, "Why?" How can a son be born to a man of 100 years old, a woman of eight at the age of 90? That's verse 17.
但是呢，他觉得也等得太长了。在十七节讲到呢，那我已经100岁，我的太太已经也是99岁，完了怎么能生养呢
？And God said, "No worry, I promise you, that's it."
那但是神说，不要担心，我应许你。就要成就。
Next year you will have a son.
明年你就要一个儿子。
Isaac is called, will be called Isaac.
所以你的儿子而且叫做以撒。
And God affirmed him at the verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord?
所以在这个14节呢，讲到就是说。在神岂有难成的事吗？
regardless of whether he believes or not, God will continue to bless him, right? And because that is the kind of God on the chapter 15, God promised, even he did not keep the side of his bargain, God still continued to do that.
不管我们做的情况如何，但是呢，神照样守他的约，照样要来，做神要应许的事情。
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
所以神就说，再神奇有难成的事吗
？The man is too old, the woman is barren. How can it happen?
那再神来讲呢，就是说，老头子已经很老，妻子也很老，这怎么可能呢
？But verse 10, God promised in person.God sends an angel fear to stop him. You will have a son next year.
但是呢，在这个第十节呢，神就亲自的应许，明年这个时候你必有一个儿子。
Nothing is too hard for the Lord.
因为没有什么事情在神来讲是难成的。
God's will be done because that's what He's going to do. He promised. It's no problem. It's nothing too hard.
那因为神已经应许，对他来说不难的。他什么都能做成。
Then after that, of course, we know the story. The son was born. Then both the parents were very happy. Abraham and his wife were really happy. Now they learn something about God again.
后来呢，儿子就出世了。那这个老头子撒拉都非常高兴。
And finally.In the Genesis 22nd, and Abraham's faith matured.
那在这个二十二章呢，再次的见到亚伯拉罕的信心。
Finally, his faith has matured. God asking, "Now I want your son Isaac to be the burnt offering."
这个信心呢，就是说他就是非常成熟的一个信心。神说呢，你要把你的独生的儿子。撒拉但方祭献上。
The next day he went with the son and with some servant, but without offering animal, nothing. They just went.
那第二天呢，他就带着他的儿子和仆人呢，就去了，没有带任何的方祭。
We look at Genesis 22nd and verse 10.
那我们看这个二十二章第十节。
Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son to make it a sacrifice.
第十节讲到呢，亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
But the angel of God said, called out to him, "No, no, no, no! Do not lay a hand on the boy." That's verse 12.
但是十二节讲到呢，就说，天使呢向他显现，亚伯拉罕，不要在这童子身上下手。
Now I know you respect me, obey me, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
现在我知道你是敬畏神的，因为你没有见自己的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。
Of course, you know Jesus. Actually, this symbolizes Jesus. God will sacrifice Jesus for us, and Abraham's son is just a symbol.
这个也是在预表，神要把他的独生的儿子来献上。这个亚伯拉罕就是一个预表。
But God did not ask Abraham to do that. God looked at Abraham, looked up, and there is a thicket. He saw a ram caught by its horn.
但是亚伯拉罕当时呢，就举目观看了，不料有一只公羊，两脚扣在稠密的硝石中。
God used it as a burning, burnt offering instead of his son.
那神呢，就用它做了燔祭。
And Abraham called this place the Lord will provide.
那所以呢，亚伯拉罕把这个地方起名做了耶和华以勒，就是耶和华必预备。
Jehovah Jireh.
啊，就是耶和华以勒，就是耶和华。
Mean the Lord will provide at the right time for you.
就是神在恰当的时候必要提供给你。
God is becoming very personal. He asked Abraham to do something.At the same time, he will provide the solution.
那神呢，就是非常的，就是说个性化的，就是说他要亚伯拉罕做一件事情，但是呢，在恰当的时候，神就会让他能够做成。
We think what's happening is an accident. How could a ram caught by his horn into in a thicket in a tree?
那 这个看起来是一个偶然的事情，就是说为什么突然一只蒙桑羊的脚就扣在树林中。
But there's no accident in everything happened to you in this life, in your life.
那在你的生命里面其实是没有什么是偶然的。
And God is totally purposive, everything's intended.
因为神让任何一个东西都在他的安排之中。
And Jesus said, even a bird falls without God's permission, it will not come down.
所以耶稣讲的就是说，不经过天父的允许，任何一个麻雀也不会掉在地上。
Even your hair has turned from black to white without God's permission, it will not turn.
就是没有天父的允许，你的一根头发也不会变白。
There will be no accident.No coincidence, because God is in absolute in charge in every moment in everything.
那也就是说，没有偶然的事情在神的这个神的这个表里面，就是说神在完全的掌控。
When Abraham moving up the mountain with his son,
当亚伯拉罕和他的儿子上山去的时候
，and God is moving the ram up from this side of the mountain.
同时呢，神就让那个公羊呢，就从山的另一边就上去了。
At the right moment and the right time, and Abraham about to slay his son, then the ram get caught.
在那个恰当的时候，当亚伯拉罕要举刀杀他的儿子的时候呢，那只公山羊也就正好就扣在树林中了。
God provides a solution for the burnt offering.
因为神。那个时候提供放弃。
God also will provide us if we believe, no matter what.
神也会提供给我们，如果我们不管任何情况都相信他。
Because the naturalness of the natural event is not outside God's will.
不管自然界的东西多么自然或者不自然，都不会在神的。
Without God's permission, nothing will happen to you because God is creating.Everything today too.
没有上帝的允许，没有任何事情可以发生在你的身上。
So Abraham's faith is very simple. His faith is based on who God is, and he believes and obeys.
所以亚伯拉罕的信心呢，非常的简单。他相信神是谁，他就当当的来相信和顺服。
He learned only three names of God last time we talked about them.
那他就学习了神的三个名字。
God is El Elyon, the Most High God. He is in charge, all ruling. He's the King of Kings.
第一个呢，学习了神是至高的神，他在掌管着所有天地之间所有的君王。
He will be my great reward. I just follow him.
他是我的赏赐者。
Even if I did not know where to go, but he just say go, I will go because he know whom he believes.
虽然我不知道往哪里去，但是我知道。他说我去我就去，因为他在掌管。
Importantly, he knew who God is.
因为他知道神是谁。
Secondly,
第二个
his faith is based on the second time God declared his name. I am the Almighty God, El Shaddai.
那第二个他的信心所在就是第二次神。其实他的名字就叫做全能的神 El Shaddai.
The Almighty is not, God does not want to show us the power. God wants to show us He's an all-giving God. He's an all-abundant God.
也说他是一个全能够供给的神，是个非常丰富的神。
God is the God of more than enough.
就是这个神呢，他远远超过你所求所想。
He will give you a son. He will give you anything. Nothing is too hard for God.
他会给你一个儿子，他会给你任何的东西。
So Abraham depends on this God. He'll supply me anything. I don't need to worry about my job or my other things. I just follow him with no worry.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，相信这样一位神，全能的神，他不需要为他的工作来担心，他会供给。
So seek first His kingdom, all this will be given to you. That's what Jesus said.
所以圣经上耶稣讲呢，就是说。先寻求神的国和神的义，其他的需要的都要加给你。
You must imitate God.
所以你的眼目要集中在要寻求神。
The earth will be flowing.
好的。
aim at God, everything will be given.
就是你盯着神呢，一切其他的都要给你。
Aim at happiness or other thing, you lose God and lose everything.
你如果只想眼睛盯在要幸福，你最后什么都失去。
God is your great reward.
神就是你的最大的赏赐。
Finally, Jehovah's Jireh means God will provide.
那刚才讲到这个耶和华以勒呢，就是神会供给。
Jireh actually means God sees everything. He sees all.
那以勒就是神在看着所有的东西。
God sees your need, He'll provide.
他看到你的需要，他会供给你。
You probably don't even know your need, but God knows your need more than yourself.
你好多时候可能不知道你的真正的需要，但是神知道，他会供给你。
Because you said before you pray, God already know.
因为耶稣简单就说，在你祷告之前，他已经知道。
So you don't need to worry.
所以你不需要担心。
The prayer of purpose, the purpose of prayer is to have God, to know God.
那真正这个。祈祷的意义呢，在于认识神。
And Abraham know, as long he has God, he has everything.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，知道他只要有神，就有了一切。
Not self-sufficient.
他不是来依靠自己。
Self-reliance.
不是来依靠自己，自己做。
Self-made.
或者自己来满足自己的需要。
Is God sufficient?
他是上帝满足他。
God-reliance.
他完全依靠上帝。
God made,
而且完全的来知道神的爱。
We must know who God is. He is the kind of God. He will provide. He sees everything. He is Almighty God. He will supply you everything. And He is Most High God. He is in control.
所以呢，我们要认识这样一位神，就是他是至高的神，他是全能的神，他是能够供给的神。
Now we look at the second virtue of Christian faith and of Christianity is not only we learn from Abraham the faith, we learn from David about God's love.
那第二点呢，我们要在这个圣经里面学习，从大卫学习神的爱。
Because 10% of the Bible actually is about David.
事实上，圣经里面有十分之一的话语呢。篇章都是讲大卫
and his story,
大卫的故事。
Half of the Psalms is written by David.
诗篇里面有一半的都是大卫所写。
And there's 150 Psalms, 75, sometimes more than, because some have no offer, more than 75 belong to David.
有150篇诗篇，有75篇，可能更多，因为有一些是作者不太清楚的。
So when we learn from David, we just look at Psalms because Psalms is his way how he relate to God from his heart.
但我们要认识大卫怎么样来亲近神呢？我们好多时候要通过诗篇。
David is different. He is very passionate about God.
那大卫呢是一个非常有热情的人，他是对神充满了热情。
He used love language with God. God, I love you. You are my love. You know.Your love is better than mine.
他们的话语都是这些爱的话语，就是神啊，我爱你，你是我所爱的。
It's very different from Moses or different from Abraham. David always communicated to God heart to heart.
所以跟亚伯拉罕和摩西不一样，大卫呢是心对心跟神在交流。
And God always used the word to describe David is David's heart is fully devoted to God.
所以神呢，在圣经里面说呢，神是大卫是一个合神心意的人。
Let's look at Psalm 18.
我们看看这个
18, yeah,
四篇十八。
One to six. Verse one to verse six.
四篇十八篇，一到六节。
Psalm 18 is a summarizer of his life. He has written Psalm 18 for the summary of his life about his relationship with God.
这个十八篇呢，好像他对他和神的这样关系的一个总结。
The summary actually is summarized at the first six verses.
在前面的六节呢，他就在总结这样一个关系。
The first thing he did not say, God, I believe you are this thing. He said, God, I love you. Lord, you are my strength.
第一节他不是说神啊，我相信你，他说什么呢？我爱你，耶和华，我的力量啊。
David is the one talk about love all the time. It's like almost like a relationship. Is everything is about God's love.
所以呢，他常常会讲到爱，就是一个关系。他常常讲到爱神。
Verse 2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer.
第二节讲到耶和华是我的坚实，我的山寨，我的救主。
Again, the Lord is my rock. I take refuge.
我的磐石。
Why he always is wrong? Because he's running away from Saul for almost 12 years, and he usually hide behind the rock.
那为什么用这个磐石呢？因为当时他躲避扫罗的时候，在十二年期间，常常的藏在这个岩石的背后或者。
He have 10 to 12 years experience with rocks because they are their hiding place.
有大概十二年的时间，他常常跟这个磐石来打交道，岩石来打交道。
So this tough time is good because now the Lord is the rock in his life, means he can hide behind God. God is his refuge.
那些艰苦的日子对他是有益的。现在他认识到神就是他的岩石，是他的投靠的。
And throughout the Bible, David is the only one describe God as his rock.
那在《箴谤》圣经里面呢，只有大卫说神就是他的磐石或者岩石。
God is his stronghold; he will not be shaken.
他就说神就是他的高台。
And 3, 4, 5 means he saved him from death. Many times God saved him from death.
那三四五节呢讲到呢，神把我从仇敌的手中救出来，好多时候把他从仇敌的手中救出来。
Verse 6 is many times he pray, cry out to God, and God listen.
第六节讲到呢，我在祈祷中求告耶和华，向我的神呼求，他从殿中听了我。
His love is based on his experience with God. God saved him many times in life and death situation. Then his life has been changed, and he responds with God's with love.
他对神的爱呢，是通过他跟神的这样一个经历。因为神呢，在他不断的患难里面，呼求神，神就不断的来拯救他，有这样一种经历。
Would you love someone if he love you unconditional many times and save you? Of course.
那如果你会不会爱一个人？如果你多次的来呼求他，他就无条件的搭救你。
And not only that, after he become a king, he commit murder and all kind of adultery thing and.God forgave him.
那不但如此，在他成为王的时候，他犯了奸淫，而且杀了人，那神照样宽恕了他。
In Psalm 32 and 15:1, and he described God's love again.
在诗篇三十二篇和五十一篇，他再次的写到神的爱。
In Psalm 32. He said, "Your love surrounds me."
在三十二篇前方，他的你的爱环绕着我。
You for have forgiven my transgression.
你赦免了我的一切罪孽。
God's love surrounds him.
就说神的爱环绕着他。
Actually, God's love surrounds us too, because with Jesus Christ, even more so.
那今天呢，神的爱也是环绕着我们，特别在耶稣基督里面，更是如此。
And Psalm 51, he talked about, sorry, Psalm 103, he also mentioned God's love is his unfailing love crowning means is the crown of my life.
在这个诗篇103篇能讲到，就是说神的爱就是他的冠冕。
And many times, if you, because we don't have time, if you look at David,His conclusion is God loves me, I love God. The relationship between is based on intimate love, heart to heart love.
所以呢，对大卫来讲的话呢，就是他就是爱神，神爱他，这是一个非常亲密的爱。
And I would suggest if you have time, you read Psalm 25, 14, Psalm 139, about, you know, how wonderful God made him. Psalm 33, Psalm 34, Psalm 119, 103, all these are, so many, I cannot mention, you know, because more than 25.
所以你如果有时间的话，你可以读四篇、二十五篇、四篇、一百一十九篇等等，好多地方都讲到神对他的爱。
But one thing we can, we will read one more is Psalm 63.
我们要再读一篇，就是六十三篇。
Is the climax.
这是一个高峰。
Of his description of God's love.
他对神爱的这样描述的一个高峰。
It says right here, Psalm 63, verse 1.
第一节，六十三篇第一节。
You, God, my God, earnestly I seek you.
神啊，你是我的神，我要切切的寻求你。
I thirst for you, my whole being longs for you.
干旱疲乏无水之地，我渴想你，我的心切慕你。
God is almost like that. He's thirsty, so thirsty. He thirsts for God.
啊，这里讲的，他讲的，他就是渴慕神，渴望神，就像饥渴。
Verse three. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you.
他说，因你的慈爱比生命更好。我的最初要送葬。
God is his, God's love is his strength, is better than life. Because life is not worth anything without God.
因为神的爱就变成了他的力量，他说比生命更好，因为生命没有神的爱呢，最后什么也不是。
He lives in God's love.
他活在神的爱里面。
It's like the Bible saying, whoever lives in love, lives in God.
那圣经里面讲呢，住在爱里面的就是住在神里面。
That's in First John.
在这个约翰一书里。
Whoever God is love, whoever live in love, live in God. David always lived in God's love. That's why love is better than life.
啊，这里讲到呢，住在爱里面就住在神里面。啊，大卫呢，他就是讲到神就是住在神的爱里面，神的爱比生命更好。
And Jesus also says that when you go.To heaven, you don't leave home. You go home.
那耶稣也讲到，当你将来去天堂的时候，你不是离开了你的家，你是回了家。
You go home. You live in the love of home, in God's love.
你真正的就是回家，跟回到神的家。
That is a true home. The world is not your home. The world is only for strangers and foreigners.
那是你真正的家。这个世界不是你。这个世界呢是那些客旅行走的地方。
When we die, we don't live home. We go home actually.
那我们死的时候呢，我们不是离开家，而是我们要回家。
And not only go home, we're going to see all the brothers and sisters in heaven, all the angels with God and Jesus in heaven.
那不仅仅是回家，而是看到所有的弟兄姐妹在那个地方，所有的千万的天使。
In Hebrew chapter 12, talking about even this is so much joy in heaven than we enjoy with all the angels, thousands of thousands of angels, and all the firstborn of God together.
那在这个希伯来书十二章讲到，将来呢有这个彩云一般的见证呢，在天上有好千万的天使在那个地方。
So it's not bad, actually. You know, when we go home, it's home so much happiness there.
所以呢，当我们回家的时候，那里面真的是很幸
福。When we live in the Father's love, in God's love,
我们活在神的爱里。
But you don't have to wait that long, because now you can learn from David. Your love is better than life. You can live in God's love now.
我们不需要等到那么长的时间去经历神的爱。今天就像大卫一样，我们学习。
David is far from perfect, but he lived in God's unconditional love no matter what.
大卫他是一个远远不完全的人，但是呢，他活在神的爱里。
Verse 5, he said, I will be fully satisfied.
那第五节呢，讲到他说就是我的呢就非常非常的满足。
Living in God's love is fully satisfied.
啊，他就像满足的，就像满了这个骨髓肥油。
That's why money cannot buy love, joy, and peace.
那所以呢，我们金钱是不能买到爱、喜乐。
If you have a business offering love as a product, people will line up for that.
如果你有一个生意呢，你的这个主题就是爱呢，是人肯定会来。
If we want to fill the church easy, you put aside all the $10, you will have love. Come in.
说你在教会你可以挂一个牌子，有付$10，你就会得到爱，人就来了。
But only God can give us love.
但是呢，只有神能够给我们爱。
Not only that, not that is unconditional, no matter what.
那不仅仅是爱，而是一个无条件的。
At that time, David didn't know that he's the children of God. He didn't know Christ, but he knew that living love is living God.
那个时候，大卫虽然还不认识基督，也不是神的儿女，但是呢，他知道
life will be very satisfied.
活在爱里面，就像保住了的骨髓肥油。
Here, David show us life can be very simple and still very good.
这里呢，大卫就让我们知道，就是说，生活其实可以非常简单，但是会非常美好。
Life can be so simple. It's still a good life.
那生活可以非常的简单，但是非常的美好。
You don't need too much.
你不需要很多
to be happy.
你不需要很多才能够幸福。
You need love.
你需要爱。
You need God's love, not human's love.
你需要神的爱，不是人的爱。
Very simple.
这是非常简单。
And God will give us love.
神会赐给我们这样的爱。
When we believe in Christ.
当我们这个相信耶稣的时候
accept the good news of the gospel,
当我们接受这个福音好消息的时候
the Bible said the Holy Spirit will pour our love into your heart.
圣经就说呢，圣灵就会把神的爱浇灌在我们的心。
You don't need to ask, I fill me with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit already fill you.
啊，就是我们不需要天天就说一定要说求圣灵来充满，圣灵已经充满了。
Yeah, Holy Spirit already in you.
圣灵已经在你的里面。
Holy Spirit have everything already, and because God promised, without the Spirit, we are not God's children.
那圣灵呢是神所赐给我们的一切，因为圣经应许呢，没有圣灵的引导，我们不是神的儿女。
You have the Holy Spirit.
所以你有神的灵在你的里面。
But how much the Holy Spirit has you?
但是呢，圣灵能够拥有你多少呢
？We lock up the Holy Spirit in the basement. We don't let him to go out.
好多时候，我们让圣灵呢待在地下室。
We don't live out the spirit, the love, the fruit of the spirit.
我们好多时候没有活出这个圣灵的果子。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness.
就是讲到的这些喜乐、平安、忍耐、
faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
就说节制信实。
We have the Holy Spirit, but how much Holy Spirit has us?
那我们有全然的有圣灵，但是圣灵能不能完全的拥有我们呢
？Let the Holy Spirit come out from you to live out love, joy, and peace.
但愿圣灵呢来拥有你，让你来活出喜乐、平安和爱。
Because the first three fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. It's given by God. Money cannot buy.
那就是前面的三个果子，爱、平安和喜乐呢，这是神赐给的。
David lived in love, God's love and joy and peace, regardless of any situation or anyone or anything.
大卫呢是活在这个神的爱、喜乐和平安里面，不管周围的环境如何。
David's life is very simple, but it's a very good one because he lived in God's love.
大卫的生活呢是一个非常简单的，但是非常美好的，因为他活在神的爱里面。
God's love will provide. God's love will give you and will protect you.
神的爱会供给，会给予，而且会保护你。
It's like a rock.
它就像一个磐石一样。
You will not be shaken.
那你不会动摇。
By anything in life.
不会被任何生命生活里的事情。
Once it
第八节讲到呢，
My heart clings to you, your right hand upholds me.
我的心紧紧地跟随你的右手扶持。
Verse 11, but the king will rejoice in God.
谁讲到但是王必应声欢喜。
David has clings to God, let God uphold him.
你知道他说呢，我的心紧紧地要跟随你的右手来，他让神来扶持他。
Your love is better than life.
他就说你的爱比生命更好。
Hey, so simple.
所以很简单。
Because God's love, everything is possible.
因着神的爱，什么都是可能的。
So we must focus on God's love.
所以我们要集中在神的爱。
Not people's love.
不要老看着人的爱。
People will disappoint.
你知道人会让我们失望吗？
We must focus on God's love.
我们要眼睛集中在神的爱。
Not what's happening.
不要看着周围发生的一切。
Because what's happening is unpredictable.
因为周围发生的事不是预知的。
You must focus on God's love.
当我们眼睛集中在神的爱的时候。
And not on money or material things.
不要集中在金钱和物质的东西。
Because God will give you enough.
因为神会赐给你足够。
He's Almighty, all sufficient God.
因为他是一个全能的神，全富足的神。
And David, just live our very simple life is enjoying God's love, joy, peace.
所以大卫呢，他是活出一个简单的，能够来享受神的爱。
You can do it too. You don't have to rely on anything. You should live a simple life like a child. You say, "Hey, I just live in God's love, and God will provide. He's my Father. Now we know even more. God is our Father. He will do it."
你不需要拥有很多。但是我们要拥有神，神是我们的父，他会供给我们一切。
How do we do that? We wrote the Psalm 16 from David again.
那我们怎么样来这样做到呢？我们看看诗篇十六篇。
David sort of show us how to do it. That's how he did it.
十六篇呢，好像大卫要教导我们怎么样去做。
Verse 8,
第八节。
So first we read verse 2. Now we just turn to verse 2.
我们先看看第二节。
I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good things.
他说我对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Verse 5, Lord, you are Lord, I'm my portion and my cup.
那第五节讲到呢，就是耶和华是我的，是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
I'm secure.
我所得的份你为我持守。
God knows my need. He will supply me.
他说，就说神知道我的所需的，他会供给我。
Verse 8.
第八节。
I have set the law always before me.
我见耶和华常摆在我面前。
He's at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
因他在我的右边，我便不致摇动。
David not just connect to God, on Sunday.
那大卫呢？不仅仅是星期天才和主有一个连接。
In the temple，
啊，在他的殿里和神来连接。
He just not connect to God just in the devotional time。
他不仅仅是在灵修的时候和神有一个交流。
He invite God to everything he does。
他把神呢邀请在他所做的一切当中。
He involves God within everything, every activity.
他在一切所做的事情里面都让神来参与其中。
He says here, I set my eye always on the Lord. I have set myself up always with the Lord.
他说我的眼睛当当地盯着神。
God is at my right hand any time.
他说他在我的右边。
I will not be shaken.
任何的时候都在我的右边，我便不至摇动。
I will be strong.
我会坚强。
God is always with me. I'm strong.
因为神常和我同在，我是很坚强的。
Like Paul said, when I'm weak, I'm strong.
就像保罗讲，当我软弱的时候，就是坚强。
Like Paul said, nothing can separate from the love of God. I'm more than conqueror.
就像保罗讲的，没有什么能够把我和耶稣的爱分开，我是得胜有余。
Just moment eight.Yeah, in Romans 8, 39. And says here, he always involves God in everything he does, not just at particular appointment.
在这里特别的讲的就是，在任何的事情里面，大卫都把神会，让神参与其中。
24/7, he converses with God every day, every moment.
啊，就是七天，一天24小时，他都让神参与在他。
Whatever he does, he brings God in.
不管他做什么，都让神有份。
And it applies in our life means when we are driving, when we are bathing, when we are working.
也就是我们在开车的时候，在洗澡的时候，在工作的时候。
We bring God with us.
我们都让神进到我们的。
Everything you do it as before, but now the attitude is you bring God with you, doing it for God.
那过去我们不管做什么，今天我们做任何事情呢，都让神来。
Not just for yourself, for other people. You doing it for God to glorify God.
所以我们做事情不仅仅是为我们自己，也为别人，而且是要来荣耀神。
Colossians 7, chapter 3, it says, "Whatever you do, work at it as if you doing for God."
格罗西书第三章第七节讲到，就说不管我们做什么事情，都是为主而做。
Then you will have a reward from God.
所以呢，这样就得神的赏赐。
God will bless you.
神就会祝福你。
David here is that he set himself up with God all the time.
这里讲到呢，他就是常常的把耶和华摆在他的面前。
You can ask God to be with you continuously.
其实我们也可以这样做，就是让神常常的和我们在一起。
Psalm 121 already promised, you bring God with you, he will be with you and in everything you do.
在诗篇里面讲到，就是我们让耶和华进入我们所做的一切呢，他都会来祝福。
That's how David relate to God at all moments. That's why his life is full of love, full of confidence, full of joy and peace.
这就是为什么他的生命常常的充满这个信心，充满这个喜。
So the conclusion is verse 9. Therefore, my heart glad, my tongue rejoice, my body and my meat will rest secure.
所以他总结呢，因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
He talking about at this moment.
这是讲到当时当下。
God is close to you at this moment.
这个时候，神和我们同在。
There's no place God's not close to you. The closest time is now.
那没有什么时候比现在更应该让神来和我们同在。
And verse 11, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence and eternal pleasure at your right hand.
十节讲到，你必将生命的道路指示我。在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
If you walk with God in His presence at all time, you cannot but be joyful, happy, and feel love.
如果你行在常常的行在神的面光里面，你不会缺少喜乐，不会缺少幸福和福乐。
That's how David did it.
这就是大卫怎么做的。
And bring God in with everything you do. Even your cooking, your shopping, your driving, everything, working, everything.
就是在所做的一切，不管是在做饭的时候，开车的时候，让神来参与。
All the commonplace event, all the ordinary thing, now you not only do it for you or other people, for your husband and wife, you do it for God.
所以所有的平常的事情里面，你让神来参与其中，你是为神而做。
You just say, God help me.
你就说神啊，来帮助我。
God give me the wisdom.
你来给我智慧。
Very short prayer, brief prayer.
常常做一些简短的祷告。
God, you know, I need your help now.
神啊，现在我需要你的帮助。
God, what should I do now?
神啊，现在我需要做什么？
You can be more God.
可以让神来参与其中。
And also David in 119, he said he meditated.
在这个诗篇119篇，他说他呢默想神的话语。
We turn to Psalm 119:97.
在这个诗篇119篇97节讲到。
And God meditates God's word. That's why he constantly keeps God's love in his heart, connected to God and join God.
因为他常常的和主呢有这样的连接，所以他能够常常来，这个 enjoy， 就是说，有这样一个享受神的同在。
It says here 97. Oh, how I love your law! I meditate on it all day long.
他就说呢，就说我是多么的喜爱你的律法，我昼夜思想。
And the second way, he feels God's love is he meditates on God's word.
那第二种方法就是。要来常常在神的同在里，就是默想神的话语。
Not in a particular time for me, the devotion, no time.
那不仅仅是在他灵修的时候。
All day long,
他说终日不住的思想。
We know that you become the person, you become the person you think about all day long.
他你常常想什么，你就可能变成什么。
That's from Amazon. You become what you think about all day long.
那在这个亚马逊那边就讲的，就是说你常常想的东西，最后成了你自己。
David knows that he know when I read God's word and I listen to God's word, I meditate on it, and I love it even more.
大卫就是知道这个原则，所以呢，他常读神的话语，默想神的话语，常常来思想神的话语。
And from 90 to 102, is God gave him the wisdom in His words.
在九十七节到一百零二节呢，神就给他这一个智慧
，understanding，
来明白神的话语。
Not from his own knowledge, from God's word.
不是从他自己而来的知识智慧，而是从。
Not self-reliant, is God-reliant.
不是从自己依靠自己，而是来依靠神。
As a result, 103, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey.
不但如此，他说：“你的言语在我上堂何等的甘美。”
Is that? Hey, God's word is so good. It's sweeter than honey. I enjoy it all day long.
就说你看，神的言语在我的上堂何等的甜美。
Oh, I love your word.
哦，我喜爱你的话语。
Your word is better than life.
哦，你的话语比生命更好。
I meditate on it all day long.
哦，他说我终。
Verse 111, your word is the joy of my heart, is my heritage.
我这里111节呢讲到，他说我以你的法度为永远的产业。
And on and on, he said God's word is his inheritance.
那后面讲到呢，神的话语就是他的产业。
God's word is his riches.
就是他的富足。
God's word gives me peace.
他说神的话语给我平安。
That's why you need to read 119, and actually you need to more the Bible. Actually, you don't even know which Bible is written by David. You just read that because 50% is from David.
那所以你就继续不断的来读诗篇，50%都是大卫写的。
Then you can feel David so passionately. He's still living God's love and joy and peace.
因为刚生活大卫是这样的，充满了热情对神。
How simple life can be, and still be a good one. You need only little.
他的生活非常的简单，但是呢，非常的美好，因为你需要的很少，不需要的多。
God's love will make you happy. Happiness from Amen God. When you Amen God, you have happiness.
那就是说，神的爱呢，让你真正的有这一个。
We are always strong. We conform the world. We aim at money, aim at this, aim at this, and the people. It's everyone will be disappointed.
那好多时候我们觉得我们要金钱啊，人际关系啊，这个那个，其实所有的东西都会让我们。
And some people aim at themselves, himself, or herself.
那有的人呢，就把眼光集中在自己的身上。
Even more disappointed.
那也会更失望。
Because we all sin.
因为你都是一个罪人。
We couldn't find our joy peace by ourselves because this is come from God.
因为你不可能为自己提供喜乐、平安和爱。
David knew the secret of life is live in the love of God, live in the joy and peace of the Holy Spirit.
大卫知道这个秘密，就是活在神的爱里面，就有喜乐、平安和爱。
And finally, we come to the last part is we must imitate the hope of joy.
我们最后一点呢，我们要讲就是怎么样来模仿 越过的这一个盼望。
And Peter talk about Job's love is a living hope.
啊，那彼得呢讲到越过的这种就叫做一个活着的盼望。
This living hope cannot be perished.
这种 活着的盼望是不会锈坏的。
And how did Job have the patience and hope waiting for the Lord?
那约伯怎么样有这样一个活着的盼望，这样一种信心和忍耐在神的里面
？So from Job we learn the patience and hope eventually will have reward.
从约伯记呢，我们看到这种。这个盼望和忍耐呢，最终是得赏赐的。
There's a book that's called Man's Search for Meaning.
有一本书叫做《人在寻找意义》
，by Viktor Frankl.
是 Viktor Frankl 写的。
Viktor Frankl is the prisoner of war in the concentration camp in Germany.
他是在这个德国的纳粹集中营里面。
In the Second World War.
而是世界大战的时候。
So he was in the camp. Everybody was so hungry. Everybody had despair, and most people died.
在那个时候呢，好多人死于饥饿，大部分人死了。
Viktor Frankl at that time is not a Christian, but he knew, I just want to see my wife again. He kept the hope alive.
那时候呢 ，Viktor Frankl 呢，他就有这个盼望，他再次要见到他的。
Because of the hope, everybody around him, most people degenerate, but he kept on living.
因着这个盼望呢，周围其他的人都死了，但是因着他的盼望，让他继续往前走。
Because of the hope.
因为他带着盼望。
After he came out from the concentration camp, he became a Christian. He developed the theology of hope.
那当他从那个营里面出来的时候呢，他就成为一个基督徒，而且写了这个盼望方面的好多的论著。
So hope is important because will give you is a powerful force will keep you alive and continue to rely on God.
盼望会成为一种极大的力量，让你不断的来依靠神。
For us even more so because Jesus said Christ.And Paul said, "Christ in you, the hope of glory."
那到今天，在我们里面更加的重要，因为圣经讲了。
Because if we,
耶稣在我们里面就是荣耀的盼望。
Because when we go home, it's a living home. We will live in God's love, live in God, with God, live in God's family. We go home. This is the glory.
因为有一天我们回家以后呢，就跟荣耀的主住在一起。
Maybe we suffer a little bit here, but God said, "If you continue to." Be patient and continue to persevere, and God will reward you either now or in heaven according to His will.
今天我们受点苦，但是呢，神说就是过了这些以后呢，神在天上会有赏赐给我们。
That's why Job have joy when he in this dire situation. He didn't understand why, and he still have joy.
其实约伯呢，这个时候就说，怎么会有喜乐呢？在这样一种艰苦的环境里面，但是他有着盼望。
And he didn't know God had touched him and through Satan.
他不知道神是通过撒旦来试炼他。
But behind the curtain, God made a deal with Satan. So you can give him hard time, but don't take his word.
在幕后呢，这个神和撒旦讲了一些话，就是让他呢去试炼。越过，但是不要摧毁他的生命。
But God, Job is the best, the cream of the crop as a righteous man, and God knows he can endure.
那越过呢？因为他是一个正义的人，是一个义人呢。神也知道他能够忍受这一切。
And eventually, Job glorified God because he continued to persevere, persistent in the hope, and God.The end, delivering.
那约伯呢？真的坚持到了最后，最后能够来荣耀主。
We must continue to put our hope in God, regardless of the situation.
我们必须要不断的把我们的 盼望放在这里面，不管我们周围的环境如何。
Because God will give us much more at the end.
因为神在最后会赏赐更多。
That's a promise.
这是应许。
Either on earth or out of earth, we still will go home.
那不管是在地上还是在地上外面，我们将来都会去回家。
But if we set ourselves always before God, we always have hope. On earth, the will be done on earth as in heaven.
但如果我们把神摆在我们面前的话呢，在地就是让神的旨意来成就，如在天。
So the example Job has set for us is that we must have living hope. There's no accident. God has a plan for our life.
那我们呢，必须要有这个活泼的盼望，因为神在我们生命里面有一个计划。
No matter what, God will bless us as long as we continue to persevere and be joyous even in our suffering.
不管怎么样呢，就说神会让我们有这样一个盼望，就是在这个苦难里面。
We just read one passage because of time, and in in James chapter one.
读一下新约雅各书第一章。
James chapter one is very simple. Actually, James.Talk about Job. Talk about his perseverance.
雅各呢也讲到约伯，就是讲到他的忍耐。
And chapter one, verse second, consider pure joy, my brother and sister, whenever you face trials of many kind.
Chapter one.
Chapter one, verse two. James.
第一章。
第二节
也讲到，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要因为大喜乐。
Why you has to be joyful? Why? Because you know the testing your faith produces perseverance.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
Perseverance to finish work, so you become a mature and complete Christian.
忍耐一旦成功，使你们成全，完备毫无欠缺。
Lacking nothing.
你们中间就是毫无欠缺。
So, that's a reward now is God will deliver you according to his will. You must continue to have joy.
这里讲到呢，就是落在百般的试炼中，我们要满以为大喜，因为神有应许。
Like Tamara.
就像我们今天 Tamara 姐妹一样。
The most joyful person in the church now is Tamara.
今天我最喜欢的就是 Tamara.
Because she persevered.
因为她愿意来持守。
Why? Verse 12.
十二节讲到。
Blessed is the one who persevered under trial, because having stood the test, the person will receive the crown of life.
十二节讲到，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是应许给那些爱他之人的。
Not only have joy in this life, you continue to put yourself, be patient with God, and also you have the crown of life when you go home. You will be glorified.
那所以今天呢，不仅仅是我们这里有忍耐，而是有光明，而是将来回到天家也是被荣耀。
God does not waste any of your suffering. Every suffering, you bring it to God, and that's a reward.
那神不会浪费。所受的苦，所受的苦在神面前都会有赏赐。
Before the Bible said, this light and momentary suffering is for your glory. The glory will outweigh everything.
因为圣经里面讲到，这至长至极的苦楚是要成就永远无比的荣耀。
So we continue learning from Tamara and also learning from Job, continue to have pure joy.In our trial.
今天我们从 Tamara 和约伯的身上学习呢，我们要有这个单纯的一个 joy， 就是喜乐在我们的心里面，在这个。
Because the Bible in First Peter promised this is only temporary.
因为彼得前书讲的这是短暂的。
God will relieve you.
因为 神不会抛弃我。
God will deliver you.
他会来来释放我们的出来。
And at the right time,
在正确的时候
，according his time and way，
在他的时间表里面。
You don't need to worry，
所以我不需要来担心。
So the patience will be rewarded。
那这个忍耐，也是一个赏赐。
In conclusion，
那总结呢
？We must continue to bring God into our life。Means continue to practice the faith and love and hope in our Christian life in everything we do.
也就是说，总结来讲呢，我们在所有所做的事情里面，都让神来进入。
Also meditate God's word in all life situation and use it.
学习来有这个。信心、忍耐、
It's like David.
和喜乐，还有爱。
So you continue practice, continue your presence of God, your life will be abundant.
不断的我们来实践神的话语，我们的生命就会越来越丰富。
Continue 24/7 at all time.
那就是七天二十四小时，不断的来学习。
Don't need to, of course, set aside time to be with God is good, but. We need to bring God in every moment of our life becoming rich, becoming, we will enjoy God's love, joy, peace.
当然我们分别出来灵修的时间是好的，但是呢，每一天每一时刻都让神来进入我们的生活里面，让给我们喜乐平安。
When I was preparing for this sermon, for the last 2 weeks,
在我两个星期预备这个讲道的时候，
in the conclusion at the end,That is 2 days ago.
就是两天之前呢。
I was in a restaurant.
我在一个餐馆里面。
And I was eating something and preparing the how to conclude this sermon.
我在吃点东西呢，怎么样来总结这个结论？
Suddenly, in front of me, someone just passed by really fast.
那突然我发现我前面一个身影一晃而过。
He.Is a man. He picked up some. Is a young man. He picked up some pieces of my dish.
那有一个年轻人呢，突然把我这个吃的东西呢，就拿了一些走。
I was reading. I was about to be to eat something, but before eating anything, he passed by to grab some of my pieces in my dish and ran.
我在准备要吃一些东西的时候呢，我在读这个经文的时候呢，那个人拿了我的东西就走了。
My reaction is, what happened? You know, this is something really strange.
那我的这个反应呢，就是这是挺奇怪的。
And the waitress noticed that the waitress followed her, ran after her.
那这个但是侍应生呢，就看到这件事情就跟出去了。
The manager stopped him.
那个这个经理呢，就把他挡住。
I was a little bit shocked. I said, "Hey, what's going on?" Then I got up too. Then I just also go after him because that's natural reaction, right?
那当然，我自己也非常的震惊，我也就去跟着出去了。
And the guy eating my stuff right in his mouth. When I confront him, he just give me back his piece half eaten.
当我去找那个人的时候，他就把他吃下剩下的一半就还给我。
I knew at the time I need to bring God in.
我知道那个时候我要让神来进入这个。
I need to converse with God.
我要跟神来交流。
I have to practice the presence of God because there's no accident. When He picked up this at the time when I conclude this sermon, God wants me to show love.
我相信我在装备这个信息的时候让这件事情发生了，这不是偶然的，是要让我学习去爱
to show faith
去显出信心
to show patience
也显出这个耐心。
Then suddenly when he gave me half eaten stuff then I stopped. I just think about God's word. You must forgive this guy.
他把这个一半的东西递到我的这边的时候呢，我就想到什么的话完全的来宽恕他。
I live in God's love. I don't get angry. I don't get agitated. I just forgave him. I smile to him.
我就我在神的爱里，我就向他微笑。
And he was surprised too.
他也觉得很吃惊。
And other people saw that too. The couple right beside my table, he saw that too. He said, "Hey, what happened?" And I said, I told them, "Well, this young man may have some problem. I don't know what, but I forgive him."
啊，旁边一对坐着的夫妇呢，你说，哎，发生什么事情？我说这个年轻人可能有点问题，我就。
I trust God. Nothing is by accident. God wants to test me.
那我相信没有什么东西是偶然发生的，神要来试验我。
The man asked me, "What do you want to do?"
那个经理呢？问我说，你怎么？
It's okay. Only a piece of food. Just let him go.
那我就说，这只是一些食物而已，就让他走吧。
I think about God is gracious to me. I must be gracious to other people.
就说神对我很怜悯，我也要。
Actually, I like to pray for him because he must have problem.
那我真的我也觉得要为他祷告，因为他真的可能有问题。
I show my sympathy.
那我就真的也同情他。
And also in this kind of, I mean, problem, trouble, you focus on God instead of the trouble.
那像这样的事情发生，我们。不要把眼目集中在这些trouble 问题上面。
I don't want to create a scene, you know, and I grab him, you know, call the police, all these things, you know, just to make a point, and everybody will be disturbed.
那我也不想那个时候叫警察呀，就是好像把事情搞大，让所有的人都觉得很慌乱。
God said, "This is your conclusion. You don't need to do any conclusion."
那上帝是说，这就是你要总结的。
Is practice.
就让你要去实践这些事情。
My presence, continual presence in your daily life at all time.
那就是说，神就让我就是每一天都来实践我他的这一个同在。
Practice Abraham's noble faith.
就是要来学习这个实践亚伯拉罕没有任何焦虑的这种信心。
Practice living in God's love. You are sufficient. Enjoy God and have peace with everybody.
啊，也在神的爱里面来学习去，在他的喜乐。
And life could be very simple and very good.
就是你的生活可能会很简单，但是会很美好。
And practice the patience and perseverance when in face of trouble, and you put your hope in God.
在这个试炼里面呢，你要。
And God will reward you. Now, that's not the end of the story. So, at the end, I pay my bill, right?
当然刚才讲的故事还没结束，后来我就来付款。
The manager told me, actually he knew me, hey, because I went there all the time. Your bill is taken care of.
我就去付款的时候呢，那边的经理知道我认识我，因为我常常在那边吃东西。
This dinner is free.
他说：“你的这个是给你免费吃了。”
That's amazing. Because he asked me, "Do you want me to change the dish because you miss a piece, right?" But I said, "It's okay. Don't worry."
那因为他在问我是不是要换一个餐，我说没问题了，不担心。
When you don't worry, when you give it to God, when you give, be generous, and actually, God will be generous to you. God show him, "Hey, just don't charge this guy."Because that's a surprise, right? I just missed one piece. But now the dinner is free.
这先生，你看现在他学了一块，但是呢，先生我赏赐他，让全都是免费的。
God will reward you if you practice His faith, His love and hope in your life, and your life will be abundant and will reward.
神会赏赐，当你来实践神的这个信心、盼望。爱的时候呢，你的生命就是丰富。
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So next time I will go to grab that kiss from you. I know which restaurant.
I bring everybody to the restaurant.
See how the bandage is.
I'll find someone to grab something.
Yeah, sometimes things happen. Anna, could you?I remember once in China, somewhere I was in a parking lot. This person, they back up so fast, almost hit my car.
有一次就是我开车的时候，有一个人啊倒车，然后非常快。
I was really, really scared and angry.
那我当时很生气，很害怕。
I want to escort her.
然后我就想骂这个人。
And she was in dark sunglasses.
她戴着一个黑色的墨镜。
The later I found.She's one of the new convert, new member in our church.
后来我才发现，原来她是来我们教会的一个新成员。
Oh, and then I immediately changed, you know. I said, okay, okay.
那我就跟她说，哦，没事，没事。
Anyway, thank Lord, thank Duncan for the message.
哦，谢谢 Duncan 他的讲道。
It's a very solid message.
在这里
it takes some time to meditate and practice.
但也需要一些时间来，就是默想来实践。
We thank God for Duncan. He really digs into God's words.
那我们也谢谢 Duncan， 因为他就是真的在神的那个话语当中。
May God continue use him and anoint him.
那愿神就继续的带领他，继续的使用他。
And also impart this this part of the faith.Because of the time, let's pray and pray for everyone.
那因为时间关系，我们就是来祷告，为大家来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message.
我们天上的父，我们为这个信息，向你献上感恩。
Especially in this special season, the Christmas time.
特别是在这个圣诞节的期间。
We think about you come to this earth to give.
那我想到你来到世上来给予我们。
The Father gave us His Son.
父亲把他的儿子赐下。
The Son is given.
把儿子赐下。
Lord, we just thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Let us think about our faith.
向我们的信心
reflect our love
来就是看我们自己的爱
and practice more giving
来我们时间怎么样更多的来给予
Lord we just pray and today let Abraham's faith David's love and Job's his hope has richly dwell among us
我们祷告愿那个亚伯拉罕的爱亚伯拉罕的爱，大卫的信心，还有约伯的盼望，能够在我们当中。
We know all this is not in ourselves, but it's from you.
我们知道这不是从我们而来，乃是从你那儿来。
Yes, we continue to ask you, Holy Spirit, will enable us to do this.
我们继续的来祷告，让那个圣灵使我们可以行出来。
We continue to ask your Holy Spirit to activate all these traits in our being.
我们祷告，让圣灵把这些在我们的灵里面激活我们这一些信心、盼望跟爱。
Lord, we just pray. We open our hearts to receive the fullness of your Spirit.
我们打开我们的心，来从你那领受这个完全的圣灵。
As brother said.That the Holy Spirit is already here. We just need to bring you and to obey you, to yield more room to you.
就像弟兄所讲的，神啊，你的圣灵已经住在我们里面，我们就需要顺服你，能把更多的空间、更多的位置还给你。
Lord, we thank you for every brother, sister.
我主，我们为所有的弟兄姐妹向你献上感恩。
Thank you that you have come and keeping God.You alone, you keep the promise.
主啊，你自己就单方面的就守约。
Bible said, even if we are not faithful, you are still faithful.
圣经上说，即使我们不守约神啊，你也是那位守约的神。
Yes, Lord, we continue to pray and thank you.
主啊，我们继续的来祷告，向你献上感恩。
Pray and thank you that every promise to each one will be fulfilled.Lord, we pray that you bless each of our brothers and sisters. Bless our family members.
祝
continue to heal and encourage.
继续的来医治，继续来鼓励我们。
So that nobody will be left behind.
说没有人能够就是被撇下。
Nobody will be discouraged.
没有人被就是不被建造。
Nobody will lose heart.
没有人会失去信心。
Or nobody will we just pray that nobody will stay at the same place.
我们祷告就是没有人就是能够就是处在原地。
We are all moving forward.
我们都要往前。
扫到了哈巴一点，扫到了哈迪格里，扫到了哈巴巴巴，一格里格里格里格里格里。Lord, we just thank you, thank you, thank you.
感谢你，感谢你。
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神啊。
God of Moses, God of David.
摩西的神，大卫的神。
God of Apostle Paul and Apostle John.
保罗的神。
Oh Lord, hallelujah, we just thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
All the riches is in you.
在你里面有所有的丰盛。
Yes, Lord, we just ask you to continue to increase our faith.
主，我们就祷告，让你继续加增我们的信心。
Let Abraham's faith be us, ours.
让亚伯拉罕的信心成为我们的信心。
A simple faith.
那简单的信心。
And let David's love, a simple love, dwell in us. Let us have the Job's perseverance. And that hope, the living hope in us. So we bless each brother and sister here. Especially in this holiday season. You only thought about that person who grabbed Duncan's food. Many, many people there. We pray. Pray for Salvation Army. Pray for Union Gospel Mission. They are serving food to these people.
Salvation Army.
Lord, we pray for all the ministries. Everyone who do to the poor is do to you.
主啊，我为这些事工来祷告。主啊，任何一个坐在贫穷人身上的，就是坐在你的身上。
Let us also practice giving in this season.
在这个期间，让我们学会怎么给予。
And let whatever we give will be a blessing to others.
不管我们给出什么东西，都会成为对方的祝福。
Give our money, give our time, give our good words.
就要把我们的金钱、我们的时间，还有我们的话语给出去。
Give our prayer.
给我们的祷告。
A word of encouragement.
鼓励的话语。
So Lord, how many people need a word of encouragement?
主啊，就很多人都需要那鼓励的话语。
Lord, how many people need a smile?
就多少人能够需要我们的微笑？
How many people need somebody to talk to them?
多少人需要我们就是他们被人有人跟他亲近跟他聊天。
The Lord, we just pray and let them find a home.
主啊，我们祷告让他们找到家。
Let us continue to bring your good news to the people around us.
我们继续把那个好消息带给我们身边的人。
Lord, since you have charged us to do so.
因为你已经差遣我们做这样的事
We're going to do it gladly
就我们就满心欢喜的来做
Then let us experience your love and peace Your miracles in this season
让我们经历你的爱你的平安还有你的神迹在这个季节当中
Let the old and the young All of us We experience your power
不管是年长的还是年幼的所有我们每个人都能够经历神你的恩你的能力
Your love.
你的爱
Lord, we pray, especially now, let us pray together for a minute, for bring our loved ones to God. I believe our loved ones need our prayer.
主，我们就是一起来祷告，特别是把我们爱的人带到你的身边来，与我们。
In this special season.
在这个特别的季节。
Lord, we let's spend a few minutes to bring our loved ones before God.
我们 们就花一些时间，就要把我们所爱的带在神的面前。
With us, we involve you in every matter, in our everyday life, and we just thank you, and you go with us in peace. Okay, we end our service here.